In Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania, you've got striking nurses on the picket line. And an interesting story. Another one of those moments of corporate greed. Another one of those moments of a hedge fund owning a hospital. That's why we turn to Crystal Williams. She's a surgical oncology nurse there at the Delaware County Memorial Hospital. Crystal, thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you.
So tell me, what is it that made you guys go out on the picket line?
Patient safety, the lack of it. We have been fighting for better staffing and better environment there. Our equipment, our call bell system has been out on multiple floors for months, and things have just not gotten any better.
Was it like this before this hedge fund took over the hospital?
No, not at all. They just have continued to decrease the number of staff members working on the floor slowly but surely. And we've been having 7 and 8 patients on day shift. It's with no tech. It's unbelievable.
In layperson's language, what does that mean? I know you're a professional nurse, and I get that. In terms that a patient might understand, what does that mean for the patient?
What it means is we don't have enough hands on the floor to provide good care. Not just adequate care, but we are in the field of providing compassion and care to patients who can't help themselves at these sensitive times. So they come into the hospital because they need help, and we don't have enough hands on the floor to help them and to be effective and efficient at what we do.
So now, to get their attention, obviously you negotiated to try and join a union. You haven't had a contract, I guess, for over a year now. Is that right?
That is correct. We've had minimal meetings. They've been only allowing us to have 2 meetings a month and not every month. And they show up late, and they're not prepared to discuss issues for both us or the technical staff.
So as a way to jumpstart that, to get their attention, you went on a 2-day strike. And I understand they've taken some punitive measures as well?
Exactly. They locked us out for the next 3 days. So what was started out to be 2 days turned into 5 days, and they brought in nurses from all over. We call them scab nurses, some from Georgia. They placed them in like the DoubleTree hotels. They're bussing them in on elite coach buses. And even as of last night, one of them said that the work environment was so bad that she quit and went back to Georgia. And
so hold on.
Last night.
Stop it right there. You had one of the scab nurses come in and knowing this is a very short-term gig, and actually left because it was that bad?
Yes.
What does that mean for the patients? I mean, look, I understand you can get into the middle of a labor dispute and all that. What are the patients getting out of this if you've got a hospital run by people who have conditions so bad that a scab nurse is going to leave?
Exactly. And we had one family member just come out, and they offered to do her interview because her family member is not receiving care. And we were there with her before we went out on strike.
Now,
it's been multiple patients and multiple family members. And we, you know, they have compassion for us. They understand why we're doing this. They support us, you know. But at the end of the day, at some point, we have to stand up and say enough is enough. And they have to take responsibility. And they have to do more. They brought in double the nurses for these scab nurses. They brought in more techs for these scab nurses. And they're still having more equipment brought in. And they're being fed for free. We don't get that. On the weekends, the cafeteria is closed, but yet they opened it for them. And they're feeding them for free every day while they're here.
You know, it's always amazed me, Crystal. It's always amazed me in these situations where companies seek to break the unions, where they seek to impose their will, that they'll bring in outsiders, they'll bring in scabs, and give them the world. Higher wages, all kinds of benefits, yet they won't treat their dedicated workforce as well. It's always been mind-blowing to me.
Exactly. Prior to going on strike, we had 2 meetings. The last one meeting was Tuesday before. We stayed out till 10 o'clock at night. We had 2 federal mediators, and the mediators even came up with proposals, and they got up and walked out.
So is
they're
it your
not
sense,
willing to negotiate.
Is it your sense they don't want to come to an agreement and they're just walking through the process?
I do believe. I believe that they would like for all of the seasoned staff to leave so that they can bring in newer nurses. While we were in that negotiation setting, they told us that they had a very successful job fair and that it was 88 nurses that came out. But from that, minimal nurses applied. Some nurses that were hired, they've already resigned.
And again, it comes back to what you've been saying. It's about the patients. And I hear this a lot, Crystal, because I've talked to numerous nurses across the country, and it all comes back to that. The reason that nurses really have joined and banded together in unions is to protect their patients, because what's happened in this country is we've seen the greed, the insatiable greed of Wall Street, of these hedge funds, of these huge multinational corporations who just want more, and they want it more at the expense of the patients and the people who are giving the care.
Exactly, because what will happen is someone will get hurt, be it the staff member or the patient, and we'll be responsible. We'll be the one that's going to jail. We'll be the one in front of a judge trying to explain the situation, and our license will be on the line. They won't.
Did you ever think that you'd be involved in this? I mean, you got into nursing because you care about people. You got into nursing because you wanted to, well, take care of them and yourself. Did you think you'd be in the middle of this kind of a scenario?
Never. I've been a nurse for 20 years. I've been at this hospital for 16 of those 20 years. And never, ever did I think that this is the place where I would be at. I know that the gift that I have came from the Lord, and I work in my gift. And it's very hard to sit here and know that our patients are inside patients that we have developed relationships with. And we're not able to be there to help them. Our whole goal is to get them back to their highest level of functioning, and we're not able to do that. Yeah, we're not able to do that being on this picket line. We're not able to do that inside of that building with limited number of staff on the floor.
You know, I look at the name, and it's Delaware County Memorial Hospital, which leads me to believe at one point it was controlled by we the people, by the people of the county who funded this. It wasn't sold off to the Wall Street hands. Was it always this way? Did you always have these kind of problems, and this is just now boiling to the head?
No, we did not. It was a family. It felt like a family. We had nurses there who stayed there, who retired from there, and who loved on their newer nurses, which is, I call myself one of the newer nurses. You know, and they brought us into the fold and they helped grow us up into the profession. It wasn't always like this, and they've always valued their employees with honors of years of service. But we haven't even had that. They would do it every 5 years. But there's been nothing, no mention of it. And for Nurses Week, they'll come around and they'll give you a ice cream to celebrate Happy Nurses Day.
Wow.
It's so, we feel so disrespected. It's unbelievable.
And as I always say, there's only so much of, you know, what people are willing to eat. And it sounds like you guys have reached that point. So from this point forward, and this is, you know, as someone who may be a patient one day who has had family members in hospitals, what do you tell people about when they look at this from the outside? What do you tell people? What should they know about what goes on in hospitals?
What I tell people is that they're their best advocate. They have to speak up. If they talk to their nurse and they're not able to get what they need from their nurse, they talk to their doctor, they're not able to get what they need from their doctor, they take the next step, they go to the nurse supervisor, nurse manager, and on up to the director of nursing. They're there to help them. And if their needs are not being met, then they have a responsibility to speak up and let somebody know this is not working.
Let me
they
ask.
They cannot be afraid.
Right. Let me ask you this. And looking at the hedge fund that owns this, because we hear a lot of talk about, well, you know, we're losing money. Is the hospital losing money? Is there an argument by the hedge fund to make that, you know, we just can't afford to take care of the patients?
No. Right now, our patient satisfaction scores are down because we don't have the people on the floor to do what needs to be done. So they feel like they're saving money by cutting staff, but we're receiving poor scores because we don't have the staff in the hospital to answer the lights in a timely manner, to be at the bedside, which is what they want us to do, to be able to sit there and spend time at the bedside, we would love to do that.
Yeah.
But we don't have 30 and 40 minutes to sit at the bedside with one patient when we have six others.
Yeah, I've seen nurses, they don't have 3 to 4 minutes to sit, let alone 30 to 40. And this is what happens when you put profit above patients, when you put profit above people. Last thing I've got for you, Crystal, what do you want people to know out of this? Because this fight isn't over. This really, in my view, as looking at it from the outside, this is really the beginning.
Yes, I think this fight has let Prospect know that we're serious, that we will do whatever it takes to get a fair contract, to get better staffing. I hope that from this experience and what they have done for these scab nurses, that they see that it really does take more than what they have allowed us to have. And I think moving forward, what we want the community to know is that we're fighting for them, not just for us, but this is my neighborhood. I've had two children here. I bring my family here when someone gets sick. And at this moment, I would not do that because of what is going on here.
Wow, that right there speaks volumes. Crystal, I appreciate you taking time for us. Keep up the fight, keep up the faith, and we're with you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, Crystal Williams, surgical oncology nurse there at Delaware County Memorial Hospital. And the thing is, look, this is what happens when you put the needs of we the people in the hands of the profiteers. Quick break, right back. Stick around.
Lousy scab, or will you be a man?